All right, so Eric, our listener, finally met this lady in real life. Things have been going well. They've been out on a few dates. However, he's hanging on to a secret. He thinks she's going to find out soon. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I think Hello. I need to hear from your female listeners.
Okay.
Met this girl in person at a bar a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's about 5'7", super cool, great vibe. We've been on a few dates since then. Everything's been going really well.
Nice.
But
okay.
I'm a shorter than average guy.
Okay.
Think 5'5".
All right.
When we met, I was wearing elevator shoes.
Oh.
They look totally normal, but add about 4 inches on the inside.
Wow. Okay.
So this whole time, she's been experiencing this deluxe premium height version of me.
This deluxe premium height version.
And now I'm starting to panic because eventually there's going to be a moment where the shoes come off.
Yeah.
When that happens, I basically shrink like a balloon animal.
Oh.
I didn't lie to her outright, but I also didn't exactly disclose that I'm rocking internal stilts.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm worried she's going to feel blindsided.
Mm.
So I need to know from the women listening, if you found out the guy you're dating is actually 4 inches shorter than you thought, what's your reaction going to be? Would you feel weird about it? Would you feel deceived? Would that be enough to make you break things off? Do mm-hmm. I come clean now? Wait it out? Casually bring it up like, hey, fun fact, I wear fun shoes. What do we do? I really like this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want to get dumped by my own shoes.
Wow.
So thanks, guys.
Yeah, I guess there can be some intimidation when you know that the person that you're seeing is taller than you. I don't know.
Well, it's really going to be, it doesn't sound like he has a problem with it. It's going to be if she does.
No. He does have a problem with it. Otherwise, he wouldn't be wearing elevator shoes.
Right. But I mean, he likes her.
Right, sure.
So for him, this is all going to be in her court once she finds out.
I mean, it's a moot point now, but, you know, sure, he wore them out to the bar to meet her. But then on the first time, like, they kind of went out casually outside of that situation, he should have just worn his normal shoes and just taken it from there.
Well, you know what? Hopefully she thinks like Morgan on Facebook. I've never understood being so hung up on a guy's height. Just be honest. Mm-hmm. Say you wore them to give yourself a little more confidence. If she's got a problem with that, then it's a her problem.
Yeah, but like you're a girl.
Yeah.
And I know that you've got specific tastes and that's different for everyone.
Right.
But if a guy that you were liking, you thought was one height, but then turns out to be almost a half a foot shorter, then that's going to be a shock, is it
that
not?
That would be jarring. And then my mind would automatically go to, okay, what else is he not being truthful about?
Oh, I thought you were going to say how big his penis is.
What? Oh, my God. What? No. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, that's where my mind went.
No. Sure.
All right.
Family, did anybody else drive off the road? If I was driving, I would have.
All right. It was just, like I said, it was just a thought I had.
Okay. All right. Sometimes we don't say those things out loud.
Okay. So 502-795-1997.
Alexa said I swerved.
Have you been in this situation, and how did you approach the subject? Did you already know that he was shorter than what he claimed to be?
I need to know what wizardry these elevator shoes are that mm-hmm. you can't tell there are 4 extra inches.
I know, that's wild.
Inside the shoe. Like, how in the world do you work the ratio of the sole?
I was going to say, they have to look like therapeutic shoes or something. You know what I mean?
They would have to.
Okay.
Something is going to look not like your typical shoe.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number.
Mason says, Ben, my 2-year-old daughter's listening.
Yeah, well, it's just a body part. It's fine.
She doesn't understand many words yet, though.
Yeah,
so
see, we're fine. Okay. 502-795-1997. Love to take or have your take on that coming up. Eric's a short king, and he's worried the girl that he just started seeing is going to figure that out and not like the fact that he's actually short. Why would she not know this? Well,
he wears elevator shoes.
That's right.
4 inches.
4 inches. Yeah.
Which is fascinating. I need to see those.
Brian rolls in on text and says, hey, I'm a guy, but I say she's going to think he doesn't have confidence in himself because he wears those in the first place. And that would be a bigger problem. That's true.
That is true.
So Kara, what's your take on this?
Okay. So my thoughts on it is my husband is probably 6'1".
Uh-huh.
But I don't feel like it's any different than girls wearing heels out or makeup at all. Like, it's a confidence booster, and that makes me feel good. We all don't look the same when we are just our bare self, so I don't feel like that would be a big deal.
Valid point.
So that gives Eric a little bit of confidence just to be himself, just to be like, you know, hey.
Wear normal shoes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's any different than, like, girls wanting confidence wearing a certain push-up bra or putting on certain makeup or wearing heels when they're out.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you, Kara.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that's going to make him feel a little bit more confident about just being truthful.
Yes, because once the makeup comes off and then the morning, is he going to be like, whoa, how much are you wearing?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. Also, I absolutely love you guys every morning on my way to work.
Oh, you're the one. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it, Kara.
Oh, that's so sweet. Caroline rolling in on text, too. You should tell her the truth. She should not really care about your height. She needs to care about you and your personality. And by the way, Carolyn and her mom, Melanie, listen, too. We love you guys.
You know, here's the thing that I'm seeing. The overwhelming majority, women are like, hey, treat us well.
Yes.
If you treat us well, don't worry about the height thing.
Yes, that should be the biggest thing. And if she is so hung up on something like that, then she's not going to be the right girl for the long haul anyway. Hunter says, my husband's a short king. Tell him to embrace it.
Jen says, own it also. My papa was 5'2", grandma was 6'1".
Wow!
That's awesome.
Amy from Eminent says, if the chemistry's there and you're treating her well, you should have a conversation with her about the lift shoes before the time comes to take them off. Obviously, he's insecure about it. Obviously, we all have insecurities. A lot of women have different tastes and physical attributes. What matters is what's on the inside. If height is the deal breaker, she needs to go, but he definitely needs to bring it up in conversation about insecurities. Maybe ask her what hers are and then throw his in.
I was going to say,
the truth will set you free.
I think that would be very endearing. And say, hey, you know,
tell me yours, I'll show you mine.
I was going to say, I want to show you these shoes. And how about you put them on and see what happens or whatever. Jessica on Facebook says, my problem is, as a woman who stands at 5'10", isn't that the guy is shorter than me? My issue was always the behavior that came along with it. It was the little man syndrome. So she warns Eric, don't be the guy who feels like he constantly has to prove that his height holds him back, who basically behaves like a chihuahua.
Behaves like a chihuahua.
Yeah, and if she's worth anything, she'll be okay with it.
Heather says she probably knows.
Yeah.
But if not, wear another pair that aren't so high, and if she says something, then just say certain shoes change your height.
I don't feel like she's going to just say, I feel like that'd be weird if she was like, hey, weren't you taller just a little bit ago? I think you need to bring that up first. I think you need to approach the subject
without
first.
Sucker punching her by just walking in with normal shoes on.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Short king. Don't be embarrassed. Own it.
And have confidence that she's vibing with you in the ways that are important. That she'll stick around.
That's right. One of my best friends is a short king, and he's well off in many ways.
And how tall is his wife? Is she taller than him?
She's the same height.
Oh, well, that's cute.
Yeah, so I think they're both like 5'5", 5'6", something like that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know what? I think if he sounds worth it, and he needs to have confidence in that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.